The wait is over. Dive into Audible's most anticipated collection, The Best of 2025, featuring top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals across all genres. Our editors have carefully curated this year's must-listens, from brilliant hidden gems to the buzziest new releases. Every title in this collection has earned its spot. This is your go-to for the absolute best in 2025 audio entertainment. Whether you love thrillers, romance, or nonfiction, your next favorite listen awaits. Discover why there's more to imagine when you listen at audible.com/bestoftheyear.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Hello, and a happy Wednesday to all the zoophiles out there. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying hello, 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 and welcome to Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. We love you. Across the table from me, just two of the best, two of my favorite people to podcast with, two of my favorite people to sit around and bullshit with. From on the gate here on the network, it's Gio Perez. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Doing
thank amazing. You for being here, man. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Hell yeah.
And next to him, from No Offense with Doug Yearham, it's our great friend Doug Yearham. How you doing, boss?
Hello, guys.
How you doing, man?
Great to see you again, buddy.
It is going to be a very fun day.
Oh, it is.
I have just gotten my wits about me again. I spent Monday night through yesterday afternoon shitting.
Norovirus. You,
norovirus has hit.
Oh. Norovirus?
N-O-R-O-Virus, which is tummy problems.
Yeah.
Has hit the East Coast. It's hit it hard. Apparently one of the worst strains. Mrs. Amico got it Saturday. Got here Monday. Got through my pods. Towards the end of Real Ass Podcast, I think you could probably timestamp where you see me in my eyes go, I gotta go.
Yeah. Wait. So how do I get this? Because I've been like backed up for
trying to lose weight.
No, I'm trying to gain weight. I'm on a slowing diet right now.
I would say hang out around a bunch of children.
Have Zach spit in your eye.
Yeah. yes, as the partner, someone in childcare, usually whatever's going around.
Yeah. Or just hit like
the house pretty hard.
Hit like a voodoo witch with my car. And yeah, yeah. Says fatter.
If that's the worst thing a voodoo witch does after you hit her with the car, that's not bad.
I will tell you, at one point I was clocking it about every half an hour.
That's really? Great.
Just, and I mean,
that's the worst.
Dude, I've been eating like that's shit since fucking Thanksgiving. So that, I mean, I don't want it, but that wouldn't be too bad. Clear all that fucking ass spackle out.
It was fucking, I think a license plate came out, buddy.
We cut his stomach open. If that kid and a boy comes spilling out here, we'll all have to shut down.
There was somebody that was from Gangfest still in there.
Just Oh, man. Did I miss the naked roast?
There's an undigested E-pill in here. Look at that.
I've been here since the first naked roast.
Let's get plugs out of the way. Mr. Yearham, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Follow me on Instagram at the Doug Yearham. I'll be at the Grizzly Pear on Saturday, the 26th. I'll be at the Dojo of Comedy the Saturday before that. March 25th, I'll be at Next Stop in Pennsylvania.
Very cool, Gio.
Follow me on Instagram, GioPrez86, on all platforms. Listen to my podcast, On the Gate. It's on all platforms. Subscribe on YouTube. Trying to get our subscribers up, and I'll be in Atlantic City this Friday at 8 o'clock at Atlantic City Comedy Club. Come check that out. What else? Oh, that's about it.
Very cool. Hey guys, find me online at Zach Is Not Funny. All my dates, punchup.live/Zach Amico. I'm going out on the road with Juggalo Championship Wrestling, so I'll be out on the 19th and 20th. I believe I am in Milwaukee.
as well as two more dates. You can check those out at Juggalo Championship Wrestling. And if you love the show, and we know you do, head on over to GasDigital.com today. The new Gas Digital. Use my promo code ZOO. Get yourself a few bucks off your subscription. You get yourself a access to the archives, the live chat. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored, and you get that Friday bonus episode. That's right, we do three of these a week. If you want all three, you gotta subscribe. But no matter what, thank you for ingesting the show. And however you watch it, I truly appreciate you.
Ingesting the show.
Ingesting,
I like the way you put
ingesting
that.
The
ingesting
show.
The show.
Ingesting my media. All right, so I thought
I heard injecting. I was like,
that too.
So I thought we would. I thought we would start fun. Little picture, and I wanted to say, and it's funny because it has something to do with what we were just talking about. We have. I've been following a lot of medical anomaly pages, and the other day we watched why you should wear pants while you ride a motorcycle.
Oh, I could think of a few reasons why.
Especially, yeah, apparently you can take your whole thigh.
I was going to say, I thought a calf muscle, maybe.
Whole thigh. Yeah. Whole thigh.
Oh. Whole thigh. Shave some skin off like you're peeling a carrot.
Yeah. But now we've got something that doctors found in an x-ray of a man who went in very uncomfortable.
Huh.
And the other week we saw it was a double-ended dildo when he had put in both sides.
Like a kielbasa? Like a folded up kielbasa? And he put it in like
and
that?
And then it unfurled. He put it in not either head side. He put it in middle first.
So yeah, put the curve in first.
Yeah, and then it opened in him.
Oh. That's amazing. That's like opening a parachute in your asshole.
Yeah. It's like opening an umbrella inside. It's bad luck.
Yeah, it is bad luck.
You never want to open a dildo inside you.
No, no. That causes a lot of problems.
So we have a new x-ray, and I wanted you guys to help me figure out what... I mean, I know what it is, but I want to see if you guys can tell what it is right away.
Let's see. That thing on
it's
the
an
bottom?
Action figure.
That looks like a G.I. Joe.
Is that Buzz Lightyear?
Can we zoom
that
in?
That, in fact, is Buzz Lightyear.
Holy shit, Butt Lightyear.
But, okay, Shannon, can you zoom or no? Because it's Instagram.
If you give me a second just to screenshot it, then I can. Give me 1 second.
Did the wings open up in his
Buzz
ass?
Lightyear. That is 100% what happened.
You don't want to be in the way.
He went to the doctor to say that he had put a Buzz Lightyear figure in his hiney, and while it was inside him, it pressed the button that made the wings eject.
Did it give him a Woody?
And now he couldn't get, he had to get it surgically taken out because it, the wings basically acted like hooks.
Holy shit. The claw, they used the claw to get him out?
Yeah. They did a colonoscopy and it's just full of all the little aliens.
Dude, look at that. You can see the wings deployed. Look at that.
Yo.
Dude, Buzz Lightyear was spot on. You really know the objects up the ass there.
I'm a big Toy Story fan, but
sure.
You know, I'm more of a stick
to the intestines and beyond. Yeah,
exactly. Wait till I stick a slinky up my ass.
That'd be slinky a fun dog? One.
There's a snake in your boot, buddy.
A snake in my ass.
I thought that was great. I read another story, and Shannon, if you could try and find it, if not, no worries. It was a guy goes to the hospital because he had an object in his hiney. He was a veteran, and it was a, I believe, a working artillery piece.
I was going to say a 50 caliber round.
Yeah.
Well, no, they had to evacuate the hospital because it was like a bomb. So they had to send the bomb squad into his butt.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I believe it was like an IED or something. It looked like a big bullet.
Well, if it wasn't an IED, it sure was after that.
It was a watch that he got from his father he got from his father. That they all had it in their ass.
That hunk of metal up
the
his ass.
Watch.
Yeah. Shannon, did you find anything that I'm talking about?
Yes, I found the article confirming it. I'm just trying to find, I found like this picture, but I can't make it bigger so I can show it to you here.
Yep.
When I click on it, it tells me it's not available.
Oh, that's a mortar round.
Yes, excuse me, a live artillery
show.
Yes,
it was a WW2 anti-tank round.
Yeah, that's a mortar round. That's great. I mean, that is the most perfect object to stick up your ass if you had to stick something up your ass. 50 cal round has a point.
How about a regular cock?
Yeah. But you always have to up the ante.
Well, yes, you know? I'm sure.
Or sometimes a cock's just not enough, Zach.
Yeah.
That's why you move on to different races.
Yes.
And if you go beyond races, you're being greedy.
Exactly.
Don't be greedy. This is why men can't have pussies.
No. No, we can't.
Well, this is why men can't have fucking oblong objects. Like, at least women are smart enough to put a string. Like, if I'm going to shove something in my pussy, I'm going to pull it out. Like, they need an emergency string on every dildo so they wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah. But sometimes that string breaks.
Like, I feel like that's why dildos have balls on them a lot. It's so they don't go all the way in.
It's a door stopper.
But then you had the old school vibrators that were just a cylindrical long fucking white thing.
Yeah, but it would have a wire on it that's attached to
no,
like a fucking
generator. No, it didn't.
Remember?
It was just like a,
no, some of them,
a
the
cylindrical
ones that,
fucking
oh, the, we yeah, remember the ones that took like D's.
Yeah. The ones that they would sell at Spencer's.
Yeah, the big ones.
The ones that weren't atomic. What's the word I'm
saying? Anatomically correct. Yeah.
Yeah, shit is crazy now. It's like, yeah, check out my dildo. I call this one Goliath. And you're like, yo.
And that's another thing. Like you said, like why guys don't have pussies. Those dildos are getting progressively bigger and different shapes.
Yeah.
So they are doing exactly what guys would do if we had vaginas.
Yeah, they're but I feel like
because it's guys making them.
I feel
you think
like
a
we're
woman
evolving
wants an octopus fucking tentacle.
But they don't have to do it.
It's a creepy guy.
I think a woman looks at that and goes, that's a challenge.
Well, they would fuck any. This shit could look like a street comb.
But considering it took this long to get there.
Yeah.
For women.
Mm-hmm.
For guys, we would have run out of shit.
Yeah.
In about a decade.
Well, I don't think there's a hole in this world that hasn't had a guy's dick in it. From like a tree,
no,
to a mud hole,
fruit,
a gas tank.
Yeah.
Like every hole I think ever made had a cock in it at some point.
I bet we know more about what feels good to fuck than what we can eat.
That's probably true. That's how did they discover to fuck manatees back then? Like on the pirate ships. Like you had to go through a trial and error to figure that out.
We got bored with food, man.
Yeah.
Because that's our first instinct is to survive,
food.
Eat. Second instinct, reproduce.
That's true.
So it's just eating and fuck.
What do you think comes first? I would think fucking reproducing
eating.
Comes first before eating.
No,
you know?
Because when you're starving, all you can think about is eating.
Well, the reason why I say that, because you know, like you have like plane crashes and people stuck on a desert island. They starved to death, but somebody fucked along that way first. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, but after they had like a crab show, you know, some crabs from the beach or
maybe.
At least a banana or something.
Huh.
Like you ever starve, like you ever like starving hungry, ribs touching, and you're like, damn, I want some pussy right now. No, I want a sandwich.
That's true.
I wish I had some pussy right now that would make me a sandwich.
That's
and then
even,
I'd
that's
fuck
an even
her
better
afterwards.
Point.
So it's always eat first, then fuck.
Huh.
That's our how we're basically.
I don't know, because sometimes when I eat too much, I can't, like, I'm not in the mood to fuck. Like, after a nice fucking Rodizio, I can't, like.
Nobody wants to fuck on a full stomach.
Yeah,
you that's
can't.
A young man. That's that's like a first 3 months of dating.
That's true. Yeah.
Come back from a steakhouse and fuck?
No way.
No way.
I used to make the mistake of taking girls out, like, for pizza on a first date, and I'm also lactose intolerant, so trying to fuck after you turn into a fart machine was a rough thing to do.
I was just I watch I'm friends with Badlands, the guy that chug shit, and I've followed a few of his friends now and like their sites when they do the challenges and stuff. And there's this guy Atlas, and he's married or engaged to a chick named Katina Eats Kilos, and this bitch ate a steak the other day. And when I tell you, she is not a big chick.
Is she
Asian? No. That girl's insane.
Yeah. Well, she's like, I'm going to eat like, 3,000 hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah. That girl's out of control. Katina is a little more human. But if you look up Katina Eats Kilos, this bitch ate this steak that I couldn't even fathom where it went.
Really? Let me see. Is that one of those Texas challenges? Like fucking.
I think it might be bigger than that because I know what you're thinking about is the great outdoors that the
right,
the 30 whatever the
30 ounce cowboy tomahawk or
is
something.
It this one?
Yes.
Oh
exactly
my god!
It.
And she's not a pig.
Doing a challenge with this thick of a big steak, so I'm intrigued by this.
Shannon, what does the description say? How heavy is it?
It says 76er.
It's a 76er.
So okay. Wow. Three, just giant two, forearms.
It is steak eating time. Let's Popeye do arms. It.
She must work this out like a fucking beast.
She's got to do something.
Yeah, she got some bulky shoulders.
Or she has worms.
This she's shredded. I'll show you a picture after.
Yeah, her forearms are jacked.
This is going to be decades.
I think from cutting those steaks.
That's a steak?
What?
That's a steak?
Yeah, what did you think it was?
It's like a piece of like a pork
now,
shoulder.
Now the fat is not included.
Well, I'm sure that looks like
it is. Judge, so I'm going to eat as much of it.
I don't think
possible.
There's a bone in there
right,
either.
Let's get a
right?
first bite.
It does look fantastic, though, man.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's garlicky. Okay. Yeah.
My wife could leave me in the house with that.
Yeah.
And come back 5 days later, and I would just still be on the couch like when Homer Simpson got the giant sandwich.
Yeah. Wow. This is cooked perfect.
Do you want to skip forward a little bit?
Yeah, skip. I don't really have to watch the whole thing, obviously.
That's got to be a pain in the ass to cook.
Do they show her getting rid of it?
Yeah, look at that.
She must have taken like the world's massive shit.
Yeah, that's like
I always, yeah, I always
go to the end so we can see how she usually just looks miserable.
So, cheers.
And she got dessert. God bless her.
And she's still happy. Look at that.
48 minutes.
But show them how shredded she is.
Oh, hold on. Let me show you from her.
No, she's not like abs, but like.
Right.
She has abs. Hold on.
She does have abs?
Yeah.
Yeah, all that protein. Fuck.
Here, you can look at this one.
Oh, yeah, she does have abs. Look at that.
Good for her, man.
Jesus Christ.
That's crazy. Think about that.
Yeah.
A 76-ounce steak and 123-pound chip.
That's fucking impressive.
Yeah. Her pussy got a six-pack, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
zoom in on the clit. See if it's the size of my fist.
I don't want to do that. To Alice's wife? That's disrespectful.
Wait, whose wife is this?
Her husband is Randy Santel. He's another... They do eating challenges together.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Wait, you're friends with that dude that showed... Like, the black dude? That
yeah, Badlands. Yeah, that's my boy, yeah.
That dude is fucking nuts, man.
We did a project, like, years ago that never came out. It was a...
Predator Badlands?
No, the guy that... the big black guy that chugs stuff.
He drank like a fucking...
He does the Coney Island, chugs lemonade at the hot dog eating contest every year.
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about George Floyd. I was
No. I show him on the TV all the time. He chugs like
that guy.
Yeah, this guy.
He put like every flavor of Mountain Dew in a fucking boot one time and just slammed it right down.
Yeah, he's the man.
God. You're watching this poor
bastard. He's in a couple of our movies. Really sweet guy. But yeah, I did a project with him years ago. It was a video game that never came out.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be, this is going to age us, so I apologize. It was supposed to be like a Sega CD horror game. It was supposed to be like Night Trap.
Yeah.
Sega CD.
That was the attachment to the Sega with the CD. I played Dolphin on that.
That was before PlayStation. They never got the fucking credit they deserved for coming out with that disc fucking platform.
And it was supposed to be 9 different people on webcams, and there was a killer going between them, and you had to figure out where the killer was going to strike next and stop them.
Huh.
While you had the remote control. But we basically, everybody shot for like a full day of different options of shit that could happen.
Oh, so it was all video? Like,
so it was all video, and it was me and like 8 other people, and we all had like what I guess now would be like live streams.
Yeah.
All
right. How long ago was this?
2013, 2014. Jesus 2014, Christ. I think.
Jesus Christ, man.
And, Sega?
No, it was another. It was called.
The game you're talking about was from Sega CD.
The game that we were based on.
Based on. Okay.
Our game was called Video Drone? Drone, I think. Not Drome. Video Drone or something like that? I remember it was at a video game convention. Advertised, and then they never finished it. But basically, it had enough, because everybody, I think, had 3 deaths and 1 where they killed the killer.
Right.
And there was enough stories available that you could play it like 150 times and never get the same story. They never finished it.
Oh, what the fuck?
Shannon, could you look up Video Drone with an N? And I think maybe PAX, P-A-X, was the video game convention it was at. I've seen Reddit threads about asking about what it is and shit.
Yeah. Dude, fucking get that out there.
It was the guys that made, there was a video game called Super Meat Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say they produced it.
Super Meat Boy.
But yeah, I was in it with a bunch of Trone people. Badlands was in it and 1 or 2 other weirdos. It was very fun.
Yeah, that does sound fucking interesting. That would have been great if it came out during COVID.
Yeah. Well, no, we shot it way before. We shot it. It was an ambitious project. I think it was one guy trying to really make it by himself, and it was too much work.
Ah, that's why. He didn't want to pay anybody else.
Yeah, but it was a cool... Shannon, did you find anything?
I'm just getting a lot of, like,
drone
videos.
Oh, no, you know
videos.
What? Cam drone. Okay. C-A-M space D-R-O-N-E.
I think it's going to be the same thing. It just
that
like,
might be a different
and
site
then
now.
P-A-X.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of, like, drone...
Okay, can you try cam drone video game?
Spied into people's fucking bedrooms.
And put video game in quotation marks?
A bunch of Russians and Ukrainians killing themselves.
Exactly.
It says...
Bunch of whores.
It's really fighting me.
Don't worry about it.
The first thing that comes up is there is no specific video game called, but it says camera drone, but I typed cam drone. No.
Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. Somebody will find it and put it in on Reddit or whatever.
You guys have seen all the backlash that Call of Duty's been getting?
Because, no, for
like,
what?
They have a whole team, like their whole development, like the for the game, it's all women. It was like maybe two guys, a lot of they/thems in it.
Ah.
And people are just showing why. Like throughout the game, they're like, oh yeah, this is definitely, it was like a golf reference. Mm-hmm. It's like something with par in the numbers. So it was like, the guy's like, does anybody fucking play golf? And then it just shows the picture, and it's just like 39 women and two guys.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man.
And everybody
just
says the
why?
Game sucks now.
Just leave the fucking game. Yeah. It was a well-oiled machine. Yeah. Why? Do this to yourself. I don't get it.
I don't think women know video games like that.
They don't know golf, like a war.
Like, leave video games for the fucking autistic scamp, like, type fans.
Those were the ones that knew about it. That's why they were so good.
Uh-huh. Like, leave it up to them.
Is this why Grand Theft Auto 6 is taking so long?
Yeah, because they have a bunch of women
there. Fear is right now, to be honest with you, why it's taking so long is because they're actually editing out all the shit that's could be offensive to other people.
Oh, no. They got a gay pride parade in there. They don't give a fuck.
I know, but like, let's
I
be
think
honest.
They're doing,
you
they're
are
trying
not going
to do...
be able to interfere with that gay pride
parade.
Oh,
100%
no
you
way.
Will. Yes, you will.
I cannot
There's
see
nothing.
It.
If you can't get a car in there, you can get a jet or a plane in there.
I don't know. I can't see Grand Theft Auto doing
it. Both sides are going to love it.
I have a feeling, since you could kill the feminist in Red Dead Redemption 2, that they will...
Yeah.
Find a way that you could shoot up a game.
How
right
many
in.
Years ago were we talking when that game came out? Where
yeah,
you
you're
were,
right.
Like, you know what I mean? I mean, here's going to be the test. When you first jump on that first Vespa and it doesn't say Faggio is the name of the goddamn Vespa, that's how you know they went completely woke.
Nah. I think what they're waiting on is the online play.
Because
they're trying to bring that whole NFT shit into it.
Well, think about it. They even made a female the main character, which when I first saw that,
Bonnie
I'm like,
Clyde.
All right.
No, the thing that got me mad was they should have went with the storyline where the story starts with a prostitute getting hit by a car, ending up in the hospital.
Is that how
and
it
then,
starts?
No. Oh. It's like a Bonnie and Clyde thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like if they wouldn't have a female character, she should have got hit by a car because everybody hit a prostitute in Grand Theft Auto.
Sure, yeah.
And then it shows her revenge. It's like Grand Theft Auto 6, a whore's revenge or some shit. And that would have been a better storyline than, oh yeah, I'm dating a criminal. That or I'm dating a guy and I'm more gangster than my boyfriend.
I hope it's not that.
I think
I
it
really
seems like that.
Not.
It's because she's in jail and he's waiting for her when it should have been the other way around.
I think it
that
had the easiest commercial of all time and they kind of, and I'm not, they're going to make a ton of money, obviously.
Of course, yeah. Especially with all the
It's going to be like $150. And
they're going to make a boatload of money, and I'm an idiot who doesn't know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But had this been the commercial, and then they stuck with it, I think we would be all so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And all the trailer had to be was synth music, and it says GTA and 6, so VI, and then it just fills in CE, and it says Vice City 2.
Yeah. That would have been fucking wonderful.
That would have been GTA 6, Vice City 2. And it would have been the easiest sell in the world.
Yeah.
And it's just where those, if whoever survived that one is now.
Yeah.
And new people coming up. And it's kind of almost making fun of departed Irishmen, like the old guy mob movies and the new guys coming in.
Yeah.
So you could almost have the old Italian mob guys be ancient. And then you play as like young black and Hispanic guys who grew up idolizing the people from Vice City.
Yeah.
See, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
That would be fucking wonderful. That's and such
you,
a great idea.
So you leave the same mansions, everything. It's just all now current.
Yeah.
And you see what Vice City looks like now, how everything's different, what's the same.
Yeah.
That's why I loved fucking San Andreas when they bring in Salvatore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, that's like a blast from the past. Like, and you can see like the mob is going, it's on its way out
because
it's the 90s.
You could have the sons of people, fucking daughters of people.
Yeah, that's dope.
So then it would have been a game for kids and a game for us.
Yeah.
Because then we would have been psyched to get a sequel to the one that when we were kids.
Yeah, yeah. Like Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. Eras. Grand Theft Auto Eras Tour throughout the Eras. And then you end the commercial release date whenever the fuck we feel like dropping it.
Exactly.
Stop asking.
Release date. Not anytime soon. Don't worry about it.
All right, we haven't done any stories other than Buzz Lightyear in a butthole, so we got a lot of fun stuff. Hey, guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in. All while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. We love animals here at the zoo.
We do.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to parade around animals, I'm not necessarily against it. I'm not against animal shows as long as they're treated right.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm taking a risk.
Yeah.
Are we talking about bestiality here?
You can't keep
it. No, we're talking about families.
All right.
And, well, we got a bear show. And, Shannon, I don't remember where this is.
Oh, I stole one of those last night.
But a bear refuses to go on stage.
It's so in difficult. China.
So let's see how this goes.
That's a real. Oh, shit. Yeah, it is a real. Oh, shit. Now, is that an audience member or
no, that's
a trainer.
Good.
He's lucky the other one didn't jump in.
That's crazy because it doesn't even seem like that big of a bear.
No. I think that's a small bear.
That's a small bear, but those things can still fuck
you up.
Sure,
strong as fuck.
She got the basketball hoop.
Hit him with a bear.
Where'd they get a basketball hoop from?
Oh, that's amazing. God bless that bear. And a parrot. What's the parrot going to do?
Wait, pause.
Got a parrot.
Pause.
The parrot's just saying the N-word over and over.
What a terrible... Everyone went and grabbed a weapon.
Yeah.
Somebody has a stick.
Yes.
Somebody has a stool.
Yeah.
Somebody has a basketball hoop.
Yeah.
And somebody has a parrot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only way that parrot is useful is if you go, hey, if you let him go, you can eat this fucking parrot.
Yeah. Yeah. Where the parrot's just insulting him to death.
Yeah.
Ferget.
I just like how they brought up a basketball hoop. It's like, I think
hey,
it's like a.
Suck my dick. Got a picnic basket.
What a fucking bad group. How everyone was so unprepared for this.
Yeah, they had no idea that the bear might get upset.
I give this to them because if this would have been in this country, everybody would have backed away and let him be. They all would have just pulled out their camera.
Oh, that thing is fucking wontons now.
Yeah.
Not the workers. The workers would have all jumped in.
Oh, out here? Look what happened with Harambe. Nobody jumped in. They're like, I'm staying.
Yeah, I'm not going near a gorilla.
They would have done the same thing here. Everybody would have been scared.
Dude, that's fucking.
These people now, they're trained different.
Yeah, but also Chinese are not really known to be too nice to animals during their shows at all. They're kind of mean.
I mean, they're just...
And if you go back and look, Harambe probably was fentanyl.
Yeah.
if I'm getting my news stories.
Yeah, I mean, he did get arrested for, you know...
He had a lot of priors.
Yeah. He defrauded, like, fake checks and shit.
He had his hands up.
Yeah.
did a porno and everything. Yeah.
He held a gun to a pregnant woman, I heard.
I saw that,
fucking Harambe.
Has a music video.
Yeah.
Chad, can you rewind a little? Because I'm enjoying this Chinese fire drill of a bear rescue. All right, everyone. Grab your weapons.
Yeah. Black bear like a basketball.
Bear hates parrot.
They like a basketball.
Basketball hoop. Yeah. I choose you. He's not even hitting them hard. Swing that fucking thing.
That is the best weapon, because if you get his head in there.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a shield, too. That bitch was thinking. She was thinking on her feet. Look, now he's attacking the basketball. Oh!
Look at the takedown skills on the bear, though. My God, that bear is trained.
Let's get the parrot.
And the parrot, get rid of the fucking parrot.
Get the parrot out of there. What are you doing? You dinks? I got to be honest with you. The basketball hoop was brilliant.
Oh, I love this angle. I just want to see what they're doing with the parrot. Put the parrot back. The parrot's going, fuck you. Listen.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Get him away from me.
Listen, the parrot's going fucking nuts. And he still grabs the bear by the neck.
Fucking idiot.
Stop it!
I always knew you were a faggot.
Yeah, they wouldn't have played that shit in Dagestan.
They
that bear up.
They chucked that bear out.
Yeah, that rifle's going right underneath that bear's chin.
Get Khabib or Islam. He would have fucking taken that motherfucker.
Yeah, Shannon, I'm sorry I'm making you fucking do so much work today. Can you please Google Tracy Smothers... Smothers wrestles bear. So there was a wrestler that I love, Tracy Smothers.
Mm-hmm.
He trained my friend Mickey.
Was this recently?
No, Tracy Smothers is from back in the day.
Oh.
Tracy passed away a few years ago, but he's an old-timey, tough guy. And when he was younger, he did an exhibition with a bear in front of a crowd. They used to do this. And dude, watch how wild this is.
Oh, Birmingham? Fuck yeah.
For the Continental Championship.
How cool is this, dude?
Is the bear muzzled? No.
No.
Now, the thing is, when you wrestle a bear, does this bear, is this like a pet bear that you have? Like, did you grow up with this bear?
I think the bear is like, oh.
Bear is trained.
But I mean.
I mean, trained, they're not, though. You keep wrestling a fucking bear.
What stops him from, like, swiping at your chest or biting your neck or biting your head?
I'd imagine his nails are filed down.
Oh, okay.
I think that would still hurt, though.
Yeah,
no.
But still, yeah. I mean, he's got a person there to stop him if he goes nuts, but...
Yeah, but see, I feel like that just one hit.
I feel like
hit.
He's strong. Look at the...
One hit.
By the way, I think the bear is playing.
No, I know that, like you wrestle with a dog. But I'm like, it's like
your
dog
or friend's
dog.
Yeah, the bear could crush his fucking forearm right there, though.
I think the bear's having fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Or it's just like the trainer's like, oh, he'll wrestle with you if he play for, but if you show any ounce of fear, he will attack and kill you.
That fucking headlock of a bear is brilliant, dude.
Dude, that Hiragoshi sweep, like, that hits a bear every time. They fall for it. They stand straight up on their fat legs.
He's like, get back in there.
All right. Shannon, you love animals. Is that cruel?
Yes. Oh.
That cruel? Right there, that was cruel?
It's terrible. I'm pretty sure.
I kind of feel bad.
Pretty sure that bear doesn't have teeth.
Yeah.
It's all terrible. I hate it.
But there's a reason he doesn't have teeth, Shannon.
Because they pulled it out.
Yeah.
This was the bear. That bear was actually a retired wrestler who went down the fucking tubes really fast.
He was actually a hockey goalie.
Yeah.
That was his old job, his old circus job.
Exactly.
Shannon, you should appreciate animal cruelty more because if it was just you and that bear in the woods, he wouldn't have no sympathy for you.
That's okay. That's like his habitat, and that's his instinct.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine.
So if he gets treated like that, it's for a reason.
No.
It's necessary.
For what reason?
To protect him, to keep him away from us.
No, so they're just going to like abuse this poor animal that should just be left alone in the woods to do its own thing?
Listen, sometimes you got to dominate animals, and sometimes even some racists. But
that's not going to stop me from getting attacked by a bear in the woods.
Yeah, it will. You have to dominate.
What if
these
everyone's
animals?
Really nice to him in the back? Like, everyone's like, ah, you're the best bear.
If giving him salmon.
That doesn't happen.
No, it's not. It's going to snap one day and just Just
that's
go
what
for
always
me
seems
first.
To happen. You can't keep a fucking bear trained. Yeah. They always at some point go, you know what? I'm a bear.
I think there's always
fuck
a day.
This shit. Yeah.
There's always a day. Like, mm-hmm. You know what? I don't like riding this bike.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I'm not putting this basketball in a hoop.
Yeah, roller skating, not for me.
Yeah, it hurts my paws. You can clearly see they don't fit. Yeah. And yet you keep jamming them in these fucking rollerblades.
This feels silly.
Yeah. I'm tired of you guys making me look like so gay all the time.
Yeah, why do I got to wear this fucking Egyptian bucket on my head all the time?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, tired of wearing this fez.
Hey, listen, are you going to make me dance these little Chinese kids again?
Yeah. Remember the last one threw pine cones at me? I'm not doing it
today. I mean, we're not going to need... Have you guys seen how good the Paddington on Broadway, not Broadway, the Paddington musical, that Paddington looks?
No. Why, they have an actual bear?
Dude.
That would be awesome.
Shannon, I'm so sorry. So they're doing Paddington the musical in England right now.
Yeah.
And they have a, not little person, mm-hmm. but a very short statured actor.
Playing a bear?
In the Paddington suit, but the Paddington suit is like animatronic too.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you've got to see.
Get the fuck out
how
of
fucking
here.
Good. How it is bananas how good Paddington looks.
It doesn't look like a little rascal gorilla suit.
Dude.
Like that looks so. Oh, wow.
Dude, what?
That's a little person.
Prick.
It's fucking cute as hell, dude.
It is cute.
If that thing walked in here, you wouldn't be like, get in here.
What's the mongoloid look like underneath the fucking suit?
It's a little chick.
Is it?
Yeah. They have her come out in the without the suit on in the curtain call.
Let's get a bikini picture of her on Instagram.
But come on, how cute is that fucking thing?
It is kind of cute. But knowing that there's a creepy midget under there, that would.
She might be a hot one.
I doubt it.
She's not weird looking. She's
proportioned. She doesn't have like the big.
Yeah,
Martian
she's not.
Head.
Yeah, she's not freaky looking.
It's fat. It's probably ass. The girl that was eating the steak.
Yeah. Dude, how cool is that Paddington? Look,
that is
though?
Insane, man. That's really fucking nuts. That's
like, we're gonna have shows of those one day.
Oh, we should. That would be a good gimmick if you really want to fucking.
Because right now, Chinese Jews are just getting caught, like, you know, spray painting dogs to look like pandas. If there's one thing they got, it's more Chinese people. Throw
That's
them in
true.
Some suits.
But, I mean, God bless the Chinese for always trying to trick us. you spray painted a Labrador Retriever to look like a fucking... It's like, you know, you tried. God
there
bless
she is.
Wait, oh, that's a midget?
Indian.
Yeah, she's tiny.
That looks like just a short.
It looks
Indian
like a little
chick.
Shannon. It looks
wait a minute, right there. She kind of looks like a shrunken head doll a little bit.
Shannon, can you get her height?
Yeah, there's something a little odd there. There's always one feature that gives them away.
4 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 9 or 10 inches below the minimum for me.
Yeah.
Dude, I read about. God damn it! I'm sorry, I'm doing this all day today. I'm very scatterbrained.
That's all right.
I've been doing a bit on stage, and I don't want to do the whole bit, but about how there's a girl with Down syndrome who became a lawyer.
I saw that.
And I do a bit about it. Yeah. Dude, I read about another lawyer, a female lawyer, and this article blew my mind.
Wait, is she Jewish?
No.
Oh, you're fucked. Down syndrome or not, you're fucked.
I got a whole bit about it. Trust me, I love it. I read about a lawyer last night, Shannon, another weird Google. She is blind, and this is how the article described her, excuse me, deaf, blind, and black.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so she's,
made
is
me
she
laugh so
too?
Hard? Cause she, I don't know, but if you're deaf, and this dude, I was super high last night.
And then you have to pick
and
one
I had
out
a panic attack.
That right there?
I had a panic attack trying to think about how to even go about life deaf and blind. And this bitch got her, her fucking, she passed, she's a fucking lawyer. Shaq, do a video of her? And could we put her name out there?
Your Honor, I am
in the is she a lawyer or is her friend a lawyer who gives her the messages?
Her dog's the lawyer.
You know you lost the case when your lawyer walks in with a seeing eye dog. Yeah. You know it's over.
And it's a hearing what? And a hearing parrot?
Yeah.
That tells the dog what to tell you? What is she not like? How does she? What Matlock shit is she getting into? Yeah.
Oh my God!
Look at her eyes.
She has a nice body. If it wasn't for her face.
Schools hospitals, medical centers, workplaces is ableism. Ableism is the system of belief that treats disabled people as inferior to non-disabled people. When I arrived in college, I discovered the menus in the cafeteria were only in print.
Wait.
I couldn't read it, not because of
blindness. Can you go backwards?
But because of the menus in the cafeteria belief that treats disabled people as inferior.
Listen, really?
I also heard that.
I swear to God, do you think she farted because she thinks nobody can hear it?
Oh my God.
Listen really close.
I think it's a child because right after you hear the child cry.
Oh.
But let's see.
Inferior to non-disabled people. When I arrived in college, I discovered the menus in the cafeteria were only in print. I couldn't read it, not because of blindness, but because of the format of the menu. The idea of disabled people going to university still surprises some people who work at schools. And that's a classic example of ableism.
Maybe you should put on some sunglasses.
If you're deaf and you're blind, how do you know you're really a lawyer and that they're not just like putting you in a closet every day and telling you you're working on shit?
Now go ahead, handle this case, sweetheart.
Yeah.
It's just a fake case, like Judge Judy.
If you can't see their skin color, how are you going to know if they're guilty or not? Like, it's, the fuck? You can't Ray Charles feel their elbow and be like, oh, we got
it's
the guilty.
It's a little ashy today. That's 40 to life, I think.
I don't smell cocoa butter, so.
Your Honor, my representative has asked to feel the defendant's nostrils.
from feeling on his bulge, I can tell he is 100% guilty.
Your Honor, my lawyer, before she proceeds, would like to feel the client's hair.
She could feel the water coming right off the hair.
Yeah, Your Honor. Yes or no question.
Out, yeah.
Would our defendant be likely to swim? Dude, that's crazy. Like, think about that. You're deaf and you're blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get up and do shit?
Yeah. Dude, Helen Keller was just like this world-renowned like public speaker for like in her adulthood.
But how is that her voice? Normally you hear
I believe she went deaf and blind to a congenitive disease over time.
Oh.
She wasn't born. Because I was even trying to figure out, how the fuck do you communicate with someone who's born deaf and blind?
How do you put...
Like, what do you do with them? Other than just sit them in a corner and feed them.
Pour water on their hand and let them figure it out?
Like a dog.
Yeah, but how do you...
Put water over the nose. Like, this is where the water is.
You
drink.
Waterboard them?
I don't even know how to, like, make connections or form words and thoughts and ideas to communicate.
Yeah.
If it's touch only.
And she would be cute if they found her a nice pair of Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
Just to hide
those googly eyes
shit is.
Maybe she wants it because she's an advocate. She doesn't want people to feel bad about their googly eyes.
Yeah, that's true. And maybe that's what wins her the case. Like, look at this. You're going to vote against this?
Yeah.
You know?
That's a freak, dude. Like,
yeah, she's looking at the judge and the jury at the same time.
Yeah.
Your Honor.
Yeah.
Your Honor.
What if you say justice is blind?
Yeah. She could.
Yeah, but it's not cockeyed.
Yeah. She could smell when you're lying. Judge by the shit in your pants.
It's cocoa butter.
Smells biscuits and fried chicken.
You're blind, she catches an arrow.
What? But I mean, does that not seem a little like you're kind of lowering the standards of our
judicial system?
Of our judicial
system. I don't think they give her. Are you saying that they kind of pushed her through?
A little bit. To be like, look what we did here.
The Down syndrome girl.
You know, Down syndrome person. Like, that is fucking. How is that a lawyer?
I feel like the first
Down syndrome person, I feel like you could.
Out of sympathy. I feel like.
No, I feel like they could really get it. The blind and the deaf person, I'm like, how do they.
Braille? I don't know.
It feels like they need three people with them to lawyer. Yeah.
And then it's kind of not confidentiality because you have three other fucking people watching your case. So,
but I mean, people have a team of lawyers. They have paralegals and shit.
Yeah,
like
a team of lawyers, not a team of handlers.
That's true.
You know, you have three lawyers.
Technically, I feel like all of her, I don't know what you call them, assistants, however what you would call them. I feel like they're all technically lawyers too.
Yeah.
They would have to be, I guess, right? To understand
It just seems like a lot.
Yeah, for like the paralegals and shit. It's just like, hey, you know, I need you to, you know, study gun law and help me wipe my ass later.
Yeah.
Just get an extra extra chore.
It's kind of hard to trust your lawyer when you have to tap the seat so she finds the toilet. Yeah. Wait, she can't hear either.
Okay, nope.
So no, then there's nothing you could do.
I can just imagine if I'm like at court, because my mom has got me some fucking shady lawyers when I was like locked up. And I just picture myself standing there in handcuffs, and then my lawyer walking over to like the DA side, and I'm like, no, ma'am, you're over here, and I'm like, oh fuck, man.
She keeps missing her chair when she goes to sit down.
Because the thing is, you want a competent person who costs a lot of money and has a lot of connections, because that's what law is, just paying a lot of money to get out of trouble.
Yeah, that's is there any record of a case that she handled?
I think she's more of a advocate and a figurehead for other disabled groups, more than she's like necessarily doing cases.
So then what they're really doing...
She's an advocacy lawyer.
Yeah.
Huh. So she's not a criminal lawyer.
I don't believe so.
So they're giving people false hope.
No, I think it's still pretty crazy, dude. That bitch had to work hard.
I mean, listen, Kim Kardashian.
I gotta be honest with you,
Kim
dude. Deaf and blind. I don't know if I want to get out of bed. I don't want to get out of bed that I can see in fucking hear.
That's true.
And I want to kill myself. I can't imagine fucking.
But a law degree? That's supposed
to be silent darkness all the time?
But what does that
mean? She also graduated from Harvard Law.
Okay, yeah, this is all bullshit. No fucking way is she graduating from Harvard Law. There's
people. I think maybe she did.
What happened to the days when you just had them cleaning the dining room at McDonald's? Like, what the fuck? Like, why do we...
Those are the good old days.
But again, like, Kim Kardashian has a law degree, so how sacred is it, passing the bar?
She didn't pass the bar.
She didn't pass the bar?
No. She would keep missing, and then that's when she made that video of her crying.
Yeah, that she has ADHD or whatever.
I thought you meant the video where the bar went across her forehead.
Yeah. Yeah, that's different. That was Ray J's bar.
So, Shannon, you agree with me. This bitch is fucking together.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Right? That's a really inspiring person.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me right now that Kim Kardashian doesn't have a law degree and a person with Down syndrome does?
Yes, yeah. Kim Kardashian's retarded.
Yeah, exactly. That's the case right there. It's showing that retard doesn't always mean an actual retard.
Yeah, but the case. Dude, I don't know. I think that blind and deaf girl fucking is a...
She's probably a beast. But I think she'd probably be a
better lawyer. She's probably smart as fuck.
Yeah.
But how do you do all the law books in Braille?
It's easy. You probably audio books.
I'm sure they're all in Braille.
No, she can't hear either.
She can't hear?
Yeah.
She's deaf and blind.
She's deaf and blind.
But how deaf, though? Because like, you could be like half deaf and like...
She didn't hear that kid crying and she just pushed right through.
She didn't hear that kid shitting himself.
Yeah, exactly. Even the kid knew it was bullshit. That's why he's crying.
That kid just crying, shit himself? Give him a law degree.
Exactly.
Dude, I don't know.
But that's
We've
crazy,
got a savant
bro.
On our hands.
But, I mean, that. I think it's usually the women that go there. Because like even with Helen Keller, like you're blind, deaf, and dumb. And that goes to show the resilience and strength of a woman because, you know... Through that hardship, you still don't know how to shut the fuck up. Like, you still, did you hear her yapping?
Yeah,
like, you think you're going to be with a deaf and mute girl, or not mute, but a deaf girl, and that's what you get?
Well, yeah, I mean.
That's better than that. I don't know what you buy.
No, I would rather that than that. Honestly, if a girl that talked like that and her eyes were straight.
Yeah, because you're used to retarded gibberish, she'd do a podcast with Derek.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That is true.
Shannon, can you bring up Helen Keller speaking? I want to know what her speaking voice was like.
Oh, God.
I don't want to make fun of it.
It's just all bass, no treble.
Yeah. Sounds like Biggie.
Yeah.
If you
and
don't
the
know,
movie won the night.
If
you warned
don't know,
me.
Now you know.
Yeah. It sounds like a house song on loop.
My teacher waterboarded me to learn water.
No, I think she, I don't know.
Did they have recordings?
I think they had to, yeah.
They did?
If not,
when's Helen Keller from?
1940s?
Yeah, of course they had recordings.
I mean, they got Hitler speeches.
That's true, too.
Can we get a translated Anne Frank speech?
Which one's her?
This is the movie.
Oh, it's a movie?
No, this is her. And ears.
Oh, this is her old.
Okay, now I know which one it is.
Oh, I hope it's one of those videos where they just dub the N-word. When it's like, oh, what does she sound like?
With our hands, she's sniffing her fingers from that other lady on the
she She's voice. Feeling lips. It is an unnatural So voice. She reads lips in Braille. It is her great sorrow. For all our years of effort, Helen has never learned to speak clearly.
This isn't strange, for since she was a baby... So let me try to find another one. Words spoken, not seen. Are they going to play it or no?
She goes, her mouth is moving, but they're not like letting us hear it.
I bet it's pretty bad.
Sounds like goose.
Because
honks.
She, I mean, she is mute, so yeah. I doubt
she was
really
mute too.
Talk. Yeah, that's the dumb part of the blind, deaf, and dumb.
Dumb means can't speak.
Oh.
What did you think it meant?
But they can
just
still
stupid?
Kind of be.
You thought that was added? Deaf, dumb, and stupid?
The whole fucking time. I'm just like, yeah.
Wait, did you think Tommy was about a deaf...
Wait, who?
A Tommy by The Who was about a deaf, stupid, blind pinball player?
Exactly.
But this is
exactly
deaf,
stupid,
what I thought.
That deaf, retarded, blind boy.
I got three cousins who are deaf, and they...
Oh, God.
They kind of... They sound out words, but like certain like syllables, they can't... Because they're not hearing it,
yeah.
So they're kind of pronouncing it on the little bit of sound that they hear and the way your lips move.
I think the H is the hard one.
I think S. Because for years, my cousin was like, yo, duck my dick. Duck my dick. Like S's, they say D.
S seems like that's always a hard one for everybody when they first learn English, that the S is the tough one and the L.
And they sound illiterate. Like when they write.
If, and Gio's like, say it right or I'm going to stop.
Pronounce your S's.
Leave my helmet. Yeah. My helmet.
Work the shaft.
that's almost how he sounded.
Burn my
anhole. Oh, when they would argue, it's the funniest shit.
Oh, God. That's got to be
they were
even
brothers.
More annoying, though. Yeah. When they're
oh,
arguing.
That's got to be awful.
Yeah.
It's
what the fuck? And one is gay. And the other one is just says the N word a lot.
So he can't hear anybody.
Wait, hold on.
One's gay.
And the other one says the N word. Yeah. I mean, we grew up in Yonkers, so. The lighter brother.
I like that you said that like it was a Pinky in the Brain lyric. One says the N word, the other is a queer.
What are you going to do tonight, Brain?
Same thing we do every night, nigga.
Get Gio to duck my dick. Try to take over Gio mouth.
You ready to go fix some guys in your butt? No, nigga.
We're going to try to pronounce our syllables.
My syllables.
Oh man, this is taking a turn.
Yeah, I like the turn.
That's
like the turns.
Shannon, we're gonna have to bleep those. I apologize, even though they're in a deaf accent.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is how you say it in sign language, so you don't get in trouble.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Wow. There's even a sign language. Fucking...
Yeah. Helen Keller's. I don't know if you know this. Her father was a colonel in the Confederate Army.
And the first thing he said to her was, don't date me.
No, she actually is credited for coming up with the sign language word for N-word.
Are you serious?
Shannon, look it up. You're not going to find it, but...
So this
I made it up.
This amazing person came up with a fucking racial slur in sign language.
It just takes it to my page of an AI-generated video I made on Sora.
Dude, that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right, we're having a fun little show today. We're getting through some shit. All right, this is very sad, but it's also happening right now, so I want to cover it on this one. I don't know if you guys saw, there was a video a few weeks ago of Andy Dick like just hanging out on a street corner, just like sitting on the ground. He didn't look well.
He never did.
People were afraid that he might have had a stroke or something.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't seemed together. Well... Okay. Unfortunately, Andy Dick suffers overdose. Video shows bystanders trying to revive him. Shannon, what happened to poor Mr. D? He's still with us for the moment. But what happened to this poor guy?
I'll show you the video first.
Cock and cocaine has caught up.
Is he okay? Andy, are you okay, buddy? Is he okay? Hey. Andy.
Oh, you on that fenny.
Andy.
Damn.
That's that fentanyl.
Andy, buddy. Hey, Andy, wake up! What the
f,
dude?
Oh, boy.
That doesn't work.
Oh, that's really bad, man. This poor guy.
Look how he makes sure that he's still filming, by the way. He looked back at the camera.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. He knew that this was going to get him a couple pretty pennies.
He probably sold him the bag and was like, I need some evidence to show I helped him.
He probably went around the corner. That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
So Shannon, what's the deal? They saved him?
Yeah, so they haven't confirmed what he's on, but they gave him Narcan, And then what they're assuming happens, because this wasn't confirmed, but they're assuming that once he like came back to you, that he refused additional medical care because he was not taken to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. He's on dope.
Yeah, he's always had substance abuse problems, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah, but well, I feel like he's never been a dope head.
All coke heads eventually go to dope.
Yeah.
It eventually graduates.
You have to go to sleep somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
And then eventually the heroin takes over the coke addiction. Mm. And then
you get a nice speedball, and then that's what happens.
I mean, the fact that he lived this long is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he didn't go sooner than this. I mean, he's got to be what? Maybe almost 60 right now?
I don't know how old's Rogan.
58?
No, he's 59.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Andy Dick is 59.
That's an old dick.
Your heart could only take so much. All the coke that guy's done.
I mean, he seems like a lot.
He is, yeah. Every story you ever hear about him, he's a fucking menace.
Yeah, I know. It was the guys that used to have the podcast, Mean Boys.
Mm-hmm.
They had a night out at the Comedy Store.
With him.
And he like got their car and shit. And they were hanging out with him all night, and they like live tweeted it.
Oh boy!
And they took it all down the next day because it was pretty sad.
Oh boy! God. Well,
we had him on the SDR show during the pandemic, so it was through Zoom. And the first half of the episode was him in the shower.
What?
I feel like it was him being doing a bit though.
It didn't appear that way.
Wait, he was like shaving. He was
live streaming. It was a Zoom episode of the SDR show. Yeah. And he was a crazy pants.
Was this before or after he saw you was on the live stream?
Putting it lightly, Shannon. He's a crazy pants.
I think that's him just doing a bit, though.
It didn't seem that way because it was like before we actually started recording, and he was like, "Oh, I didn't realize this was the time, but I'm just going to go ahead and continue getting ready for my day and start the show."
So, what, he was like from like nipples down covered, like you don't see anything. Like
no, yeah, I didn't see his penis or anything.
Was his arm moving mysteriously weird throughout the episode?
No.
Supposedly huge piece.
Really?
That's what I heard too, yeah.
I heard he used to do the wristwatch at parties.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn.
So is Dick not his last name? And that's he just gave himself that?
Yeah, that
his name is just like fucking Arnold.
It's actually Giant Dick. He's short.
Bergstein. Yeah. I feel like he's one of those.
Wait, is he gay or is he bi?
He has kids.
Oh yeah. So he likes both things.
I mean, Diddy has kids and
he has kids. I think he's been like acute. Like he's definitely like I remember him telling a story on a podcast about like being a teenager and having gay sex.
Yeah.
So he's definitely like open.
Hmm. Poor Andy Dick. Do we have a picture of his face? Like when
show a picture of his cock. What are you talking about?
I'm sure that's out.
Let's see this wristwatch.
I'm gonna see this. Oh wow! Damn.
He's blue, dude.
Jeez.
He's blue, dude. And then, yeah, you know what? The way the guy set up the camera like that.
Mm-hmm. He knew. What a douche.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
Old. Is there a still picture of what he looks like now?
Wait, is this one moving? What do you mean a still picture?
He means like a higher def. Like,
yeah, something where he's kind of
no, I think there's more just got video of him.
Oh.
That was, you know what? Big ups. I hope he does okay. I hope he kicks out, man. That's sad.
Yeah, that's sad.
All right. Santa Mark faces serious charges in Mercer County. Shannon.
One moment.
Take your time.
Okay.
What is this?
Okay. So this is a New Jersey like Santa for hire. He also has a website, which I'll show you in a second, so that you can like rent him for corporate events and stuff. And so they found that he has child pornography. He uploaded multiple files of suspected child pornography to the internet, so he shared it with other people. They're charging him with second degree distribution of child sexual abuse material, one count of second degree possession of the same, and one count of third degree possession of the same, also one count of endangering the welfare of a child. His hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. This is what he looks like. Yeah, this is him like out of Santa stuff.
Now, are we sure he just wasn't putting all those kids on the naughty list?
Yeah.
Because they've been very naughty. They've been making pornography.
Yeah.
That's true. He was just seeing who he can't drop fucking toys off to.
It's just evidence.
Which, if you think about it, every guy who plays Santa without the Santa outfit on does look like a pedophile.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure that's like a prerequisite is to have CP on your computer.
Oh, for sure.
I think if you're Santa Claus to this degree,
mm-hmm.
you need to almost dress Santa Claus adjacent year round.
Yeah.
To not look
like a pedophile.
Strikingly odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also too, it takes a long time to grow a beard, so you know it's not like.
And it's yellow around his lips too.
Oh, he smokes Newports.
Yeah, he smokes a lot of cigarettes.
Well, that might be that he bleaches it, if it's yellow.
No, but that didn't look like a bleach yellow. That looked like I don't wash my mustache yellow. Okay. Like I get soup caught in it and shit.
Does he have his website if you want to see it?
Oh, he looks like a good Santa too.
That's he does look like a wow. See what a difference that Santa outfit makes.
But I'm saying, like, if you're not Santa, if you're going to be committed to the look, I get it. But when you're not Santa, you got to wear, like...
the red overalls?
A Hawaiian shirt, but Christmas themed.
Mm.
Or a sweat, or like a t-shirt that's like, my day off in Christmas font.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
You can't drive a van.
Yeah, or yeah, overall, something... Yeah. It's got to be Santa adjacent, so that when little kids see you, you can be like, oh, that's Santa on his day off.
Right.
As opposed to, don't go talk to that man.
Yeah, Santa likes the Bottle King a lot.
Can we leave a review right now?
Can we call him?
No, let's leave a review. Be like, my daughter has been nonstop crying, and she won't look me in the eyes.
How do you discipline her? Thumb in the ass.
Hi, I'm not here. I'm not asking about the I'm not calling about the Santa stuff. I heard you're a purveyor of fine art. And I've been a very good boy this year.
Yes, very good. Now, here's my email address. Yeah. You could just forward this over. Make sure it's encrypted.
You can come down my chimney into the dark web.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of your most recent work. I have a bad 8-year-old that I need you to take care of.
Yeah. And I have a video camera. Yeah. You have to bring your own.
Hey, I heard the password's lumpicle. Yeah. All right, let's do one or two more things before we get out of here. Busta Rhymes curses out content creator who called him Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, I saw that. Fucking, I mean,
and if there's one thing they don't like is you confusing them with another one.
Did he do that on purpose?
Oh yeah, he definitely
did. Yeah.
Pause. This kid's trying to do a bit where he calls celebrities the wrong thing and embarrassed that Busta Rhymes caught on to it right away.
Yeah.
And is about to smoke this fucking kid for trying to embarrass him.
Now, is this guy behind the kid the white dude security or he's Busta security?
I don't know.
Blames his friend right away.
Did you say the N-word? Hell yeah, let's go.
He's got a black dude in the hat, so.
Tracy let himself go.
When did Busta Rhymes get so fat?
I thought he, like, worked out most weight.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Now his name is Busta Buttons. Am I right, guys? Yeah.
Oh, he is.
He's scared, bro.
He is barking down this little bitch. Pause. I like that he goes, you're not taking a picture. You try to show love. You trying to be funny.
Yeah. But, I mean, in all fairness, he is starting to resemble Tracy Morgan a little bit.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference than if, like, one of our moms said, are you Tracy Morgan?
That's true, yeah. That's a very good point.
That if a kid does it, because he's obviously mocking him.
Yeah. But, I mean, the whole thing he fell back on was that he's like, oh, that's what my friend said.
Yeah, and he goes, I didn't hear nobody say it.
Yeah, exactly. And he sails his friend right down the river as soon as Busta Rhymes got mad. He was like, oh, my friend said that about you. I thought,
let's finish it.
Him with the camera.
Yeah, hit him. What's that mean?
Funny salesman? Oh, that's the he's an influencer.
Yo,
the black guy.
Well,
they just got bitched out by a real man.
Yeah, that's you can't play around with those old fucking 90s dudes. They don't fuck around like that.
Yeah, they're still real, huh?
Yeah, they don't get they don't take too kindly for the YouTube pranks and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to watch Busta Rhymes slap him.
Yeah, of
just
course.
Just like, I mean,
of course, just, who doesn't want to see that?
We all did. That's where I was hoping it would go. I didn't watch that full part of the video. I just watched him like calling him Tracy Moore. But I would have loved to have watched him just get fucking smacked. Because I hate all these influencers, these young kids that do this shit to people.
I got to be honest with you. I have no issue with it.
I don't have an issue with it.
I mean, I have no issue with them getting hit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't have an issue with it, but I still love to see like the poetic justice of them getting smacked. Or like when they're going up to people in the hood and pulling their pants down and shit. Then you
they
get
need
punched
to bring
in
those
the eye.
Like after those, a few people got jumped and killed. It just kind of stopped, and people kind of learned.
Yeah, you should
like,
not
okay,
do
that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll end on this. This story, Mrs. Amico actually suggested for the show.
Ooh.
Woman drives 3 hours to confront a man who made racist comments about her online.
I think I've seen this.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I saw
the woman
this.
Who drove 3 hours to confront a man who left really nasty and racist comments on one of her videos. I'm going to show you that video in a minute. I got it from this account right here. The DeVillain you made is actually private, and that's the woman who did this. Make sure you stay to the end, and you have to tell me what you think about this.
This is the right building. I think this is his car.
Oh,
all right. Let's see how this goes.
I guess he has Christmas music in the background.
Hello, I'm looking for a mic. Does a mic work here?
Yeah.
Can I speak to him?
Sure. What's this about?
Are you Mike?
Yeah.
Can I step inside? It's cold.
Sure.
Thank you. How you doing? Uh-oh. How you doing? Nice. So,
oh man, you can't invite him in.
Days ago, you left a comment under somebody. Yeah, under somebody's comment section. Do you remember that by any chance?
He probably does so many. How's he gonna know?
It was regarding Tennessee, District 7. Yeah, well, John, you don't know me, I don't know you, but I was that person that you commented under. Yeah, it's crazy, right? Crazy world.
Oh,
no, this is scary.
Oh, you're the girl I call Lizzo.
It's not cool, right? Yeah,
she'll show
so
up to the studio now.
I'm gonna give you the opportunity and apologize, or I'm gonna show you a wife the ground that account I found.
Oh,
what?
Grindr account.
No.
Right. It's crazy. Crazy world out here. So
the last thing I thought she would be is a
apology.
Hacker.
You know, you don't have to. I understand it's hard. But all you have to do is read this nice little apology I wrote. Thank you. Go ahead.
Mike.
Uh-huh.
Do apologize for my actions.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I believe this now.
Yeah, this could be staged.
I feel like she would show him.
Say it louder.
I'm calling the cops, bitch. Like, are you fucking stalking me?
Out
like, you know it's a federal crime, bitch?
And why would you let a stranger in your house this day?
Well, I don't think this is a house. I think it's a business. He went to his job.
But still, if they're asking for you, like, are you Doug? No. Slam.
Yeah. It should have been like that shit. Remember that Chinese food restaurant where they went to film? And the guy just came running out of the back with a pot and started swinging.
Yes.
Wait, what?
What was that? What was?
Dude, it was. I don't know if I believe this, just because they never show the guy.
Because
it was one of those like shame on you kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to go. It was a Chinese buffet, and they go to the back to try and walk in the back and film. And just the guy comes running like, "Hinga, hinga, hinga." But then they go a year ago when we tried to do this before the same man, and then they show him just a year earlier go
again the same
swinging at him. He just runs Egypt where every time he sees cameras, he just fucking beelines at him swinging a pot. Shannon, you can't possibly Chinese buffet. Shannon, I don't even know how to find it.
I know,
what do you think?
I'm trying. Hold on.
A Chinese buffet.
It was a Chinese buffet. Health code violation, like, news thing.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking fun.
Oh,
it looked like a Mr. Show sketch.
I have to see it.
Where they cut to a year earlier. And it's the same guy. Nothing! Oh! Not in the film! It was the funniest fucking shit, dude. Shannon, you don't have any luck, do you?
Not yet. Hold on.
When Chinese people get mad and they lose their shit, it's some of the funniest fucking things.
And
just because the way they
so
yell.
And by the way, this place had like, you know, like, it was like 55 violent. It was.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that could be wrong.
Yeah.
And they just kept leaving their back door open.
So I think any Chinese buffet has, at any given day you walk in there, there is at least 25 fucking health code.
I don't want to see the kitchen.
I don't
either.
Human
right violations, health code violations.
Oh, yeah. Dude, first of all, they're fucking filthy. And the fact that you have to keep turning out food that quick.
Yeah.
You see empty food, like uneaten food on it. You're putting that wonton back in there and reserving it. Chinese people are just Jews with slanted eyes.
Oh, 100%.
Jesus Christ, that's...
They're cheap.
Thank you.
They're real cheap. Yeah, they try like to save every penny.
Yeah, the whole kitchen staff lives in the same house as the nail salon down the street.
Yeah.
They all got brought in the same shipping container.
And that's always funny when you do see that next to each other, like the Chinese food store, then the nail salon. And they have conjoining doors. It's like, you're just switching over.
Yeah.
So you could cut back on your employees.
I knew what it was. But real quick. Oh, shit. I knew what it was. The first time I think I was outside of a breakfast spot. And there was a nail salon. And this fucking, one of those church van pulls up. And the whole staff comes out of the, like every single nail tech comes out of that van. So I'm like, oh, they all got shipped here.
Yeah.
And they're in a 2-bedroom apartment, all 12 of them. And they're just like, here, go to work and come back home.
Yeah.
And they're probably not allowed.
My wife got her nails done and she was, I saw they had like big massage beds in the back, but they don't have massages there. Why would they have that? I went, honey, they sleep back
there. They live there. Because they're there 18 hours a day. Yeah.
That's the quarters.
You guys got to see this. We'll close on this. This is my favorite.
Dirty
giant. If this is it.
Put up with questions. He and his photographer were attacked.
Here's this is definitely it.
Explosive Dirty Dining Report.
Ma'am, can we talk to somebody about the inspection? Ma'am, please.
Oh, these are actual health inspectors.
It's the reporter asking about what happened.
Okay.
And we are under attack.
What?
I want to talk to somebody about the inspection.
You can't touch the camera.
That's assault.
That's assault.
Hey. Shit.
Oh, look at this old man swinging back.
At first, he shoves the camera, then takes aim at me, grabbing the microphone in my hand.
I never thought Pang Gang was that violent.
Trying to get his hands off. He goes back into the kitchen, grabs a pan.
Oh, no.
But just as he tries to come back out, it appears someone pulls him back in. I grab parts of the microphone he ripped apart in the struggle, and we leave. This place is China Buffet, the address 18690 North 67th Avenue. That's in the Country Club Plaza in Northwest Miami-Dade, near the Hialeah-Miami Lakes border. Last week, an inspector showed up here during a routine inspection, found 21 violations, ordered the place shut down, and among the violations, live roaches crawling on a wall above a sink, on a beverage station counter at the hibachi station. Fish and chicken were being held at unsafe temperatures. There was no sanitizer in the dishwasher.
Had
to return twice before China Buffet was cleared to reopen. And if this face looks familiar,
hey, how are you?
It's the same. China Buffet has been inspected 46 times.
Still open?
Racked up 546 violations since April.
Dude, what do you have to do? Yeah.
The state has issued thousands in fines, but the problems seem to be crawling back. The Department of Business and Professional Regulation has said before they work with businesses to try to bring them into compliance, and their goal is not to yank licenses permanently, even for repeat offenders. So China Buffet was allowed to reopen again following an ordered cleanup and reinspection.
I want to talk to somebody about the inspection.
Bonsai!
And we're attacked for simply trying to hold them accountable. Instead of answers, we got aggression from a restaurant. It should be answering to you, the public.
Bro, stop fucking with them.
Jeff
Weinstein. They're trying to make their wonton soup in peace.
It's never good when your response to a camera at your restaurant is,
And how do you not run away? So you think that guy gave a fuck about it? When you open the door and you're knock, you know that camera's getting fucking punched. You fucking know.
Oh, shit. Sounded
like a Martian from Mars Attack.
Oh, fuck that baby laugh.
He looked like one, too.
Oh,
he
fuck did, that baby laugh. Thank you so much to my guests, Gio Perez, Doug Yerim.
Hi.
Love you guys very much. Thank you for being a part of the zoo. Thank you to Shannon and Jorge, and we will see you on this Friday's bonus episode. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's morning zoo. It's Zach Amico's.